This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to a special edition of Health Watch. We'll tell you about that in a minute. Here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We are here every Sunday, the live version of our program from 8 until 9, again, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We are open lines in the studio at 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or you want to have a medical challenge run by her, that's certainly fine. And you can call in at 855-839-1210. And we want to say not only good morning to Dr. Molly, but happy birthday to Dr.
Well,
Molly.
Well, thank you, John. It's been an interesting week for me, as you know. And I think we're going to have an interesting hour of discussion around just how I'm feeling about it. And I'm happy to be here today, and I hope all of our listeners had a blessed Easter.
Yes.
That we did take the day off, because I'm a big believer in the yes. great physician.
That's
so,
right.
And he is. So thank God, and thank God we're here to celebrate a beautiful day.
We did enjoy sleeping on that.
Well, you did, John. Yeah. I actually didn't sleep, you know, because Dr. Molly's got a few things in her life that's going on, too, you know. Same
yes.
old, same old.
Yes. So you're what, just a few years above 21, right?
Yes, yes. Okay. And you know, I credit the fact, you know, well, we're going to get into this, but I got to tell you, I don't think I can even believe it, John.
Yeah.
I think back over time, and I think back over when we founded this clinic and when we first met. I mean, we're
yes.
together like 20 years. I mean,
more than
that's
that,
more.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I said to somebody? It's like what Linda says all the time. She goes, you know, we've been together longer than I was married. I said, that was true for me, too. That was true for me,
and
too.
Me, too.
Yeah, so there we are, you know. And when you think about it, it's unreal. But, yeah, we've been doing this for almost 30 years in October. And I sort of had to think about the nexus of everything, how we put everything together. And I do believe we were a little ahead of our time.
Yes, you were. 855-839-1210. If you want to chime in with a question for Dr. Molly, or if you, as I said, if you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, or if you want to just say happy birthday, well, feel free to do that as
that
well.
That would be great.
855-839-1210. Let's get into what you do, and it's been 30 years that you've been doing it, and you were a pioneer, really, when you think back.
Yeah,
to
we were pioneers in hydration therapy as using it as a vehicle for true medical type of products, et cetera, and also utilizing natural substances to help people overcome some of their challenges vis-a-vis the hydration therapy. But you know what, John? We've evolved since then. I have several other modalities within the clinic as well, and sometime we'll go through all of those as well. We don't just use the hydration therapy on patients. We use red light. We have radio frequency. We have acoustical therapies, and physical therapy within the framework of the clinic. And I think that's all wonderful. But fundamentally, here's what we are. We are a primary care facility. All the healthcare providers work out of the facility. And we can do anything your old-time doc could do, write a prescription, send you to a specialist if you need the referral. We can also send you for radiology. And we're pretty competent in doing that. But it's our philosophy that changes. We believe to use the least amount of pharmaceutical necessary to help a patient either through their chronic condition or through any of their medical challenges. Obviously, when a patient needs surgery, we're going to say, you got to go have the surgery. If a patient comes to us and they're on medication, we want you to stay on the medication. But we're also very cognizant of the fact that we want to use the least amount of that medication, augment with natural substances, and we do that through the hydration therapies.
And if you want to know why you know, when you say the least amount of pharmaceuticals, you ever watch the TV with these new drugs?
Oh, my goodness.
And the disclaimer is longer than the ad.
I know. It's unbelievable.
And several of them say death is possible.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Gee, I want to take that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Look, pharmaceuticals are getting much more sophisticated, all right? The scientists behind that, and I respect my colleagues, they're getting much more sophisticated. But so is the consumer of these pharmaceuticals, believe me, also known as patients. They think of my patients as consumers of their product.
Right.
That's the thing
that's
that blows me away. And I think of you as my patients. And so, and meaning the patients of the clinic and Dr. Kasich, we believe that you're not just clients to us. You are patients to us. You know, that's another difference between us and a lot of these spa-like hydration clinics. Yeah, they'll call you a client of theirs. We call you patients of ours.
And, you know, it's interesting. I've seen a few ads for medical spas.
Yeah, sure.
And I passed by one of them, and it's like a little office, maybe the size of a pizza parlor.
Oh, yeah. in a strip mall.
In a strip mall.
Yeah, I know.
And I said to myself, well, gee, I don't know if I would go there.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We were strategic in wherever we planned our clinic back in the day and also in my move. We were strategic to be near the hospital base in case someone needed really acute care. And that happens. Do you know, I had a patient just walk in a few weeks ago who really shouldn't have been walking in. Okay. They were in the throes of something very terrible. They were having a cardiac event. We were able to dial 911, have them shipped right over to the hospital. And by the way, he's doing fine. Okay. And he didn't start with me. He walked into the clinic in this condition. And I said, well, you know, you're coming back. Well, you know, now I'm feeling better. I said, well, God bless you. But I'm telling you, he goes, I said, I want you to see your cardiologist. I want you to do all those things. He said, I just thought I'd come in and you'd wash it out. No, honey, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about, okay, if a patient conducts the initial consultation with you,
yes,
and then they sign up,
right,
the expectations are 10 treatments, 20 treatments, 30 treatments.
Whoa.
What is it?
It's whatever we need to do for you. It depends on where you are in your continuum. Obviously, I couldn't do anything for a guy who's in an acute situation, right?
Right.
He needed to go to the ER.
Right.
But if you come in and you've had this condition for years and years and years, I'm going to tell you something. Don't think 5 weeks. We are going to see changes in 5 weeks if you do our program and each of our individualized protocols correctly, along with, you know, what Dr. Kasich does in terms of ordering for you. But it is going to take some time.
And, you know, I really attest to this because I experienced it myself. And I know you've had patients. In fact, we're going to talk later on about a patient. But when you come to your facility and then you stop,
yes,
or you go on vacation,
right,
you feel it.
You can feel it depending
feel it.
On you, John. You know, people don't realize, first of all, to look at you, you know, you're the poster boy for our age group, okay? Come on. And the thing is, though, you have several comorbidities. Do you think when somebody comes into me and they say, oh, I just have a touch of diabetes, then I find out it's not just a touch of diabetes based on blood work, but also on the historical data and putting it all together, they have cardiac problems, they have kidney problems, right? And so now, what do we have to do? We have to put together a comprehensive program. Do you think that's all going to be taken care of in 10 treatments?
No.
So I would say people start to feel relief in 5, but it can go all the way up to 30 treatments or so. And then there is a maintenance. In other words, not that you have to go steady with me forever, but we really have to look at what you're doing on the outside and what kind of things affect your overall health.
Now, I know one patient comes to my mind. He comes in once a month, and he gets the treatment for his shoulder.
Yes.
Yeah, and so I know he comes in,
yes,
as I said, monthly, but he's also getting the shoulder treatment. So
correct.
There's a variety of things that you do.
Sure, sure.
That's actually
he's getting a radio frequency, an acoustical kind of thing, which is very interesting. And it's the kind of things, you know, people come in. I mean, if you're coming in to me, all right, I had a patient who just came in this week. He's coming to me for ED, okay, erectile dysfunction. Okay. Now, he said he went to a very important male clinic, and it worked out great, but it didn't last. Why didn't it last? It's because the clinic didn't address some of the underlying conditions that contributed to the ED condition in the first place, one of which is blood flow. You need 60 cc's of blood. So, hello, you need... In everything, there should be a more comprehensive. This is why I love functional medicine. What it tells me, and the science behind functional medicine, is if we don't cure or we don't improve, let's forget cure. If we can't improve you on every cellular level, it's not going
to
last.
Right. Which brings me to the question, and I ask it just about every week. And patients ask you in the initial consultation, Dr. Molly, does this work?
You listen, come into the clinic any day of the week and talk to the people sitting there. I will tell you this. Our patient population is made up of a lot of our listeners, and they are thinking people. They know that things need the tincture of time. The one thing in our black bag all the time I talk about, tincture of time. Because the tincture of time says it, you didn't get in this condition yesterday, and it's not going to be cured today. You're not going to see improvement today. But if we improve your overall quality of life within the scope of how our particular protocol for the individual patient, then guess what? We've done a good thing.
And, you know, I can attest to this again. On Tuesday, I mean, it looks like a convention.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many people, you know.
Well, that's the day you come in.
Yes.
But actually, Wednesday's pretty good, too. Yeah. And it's like, you know, we find that. And what happens is people like, well, look, John, you're a radio host, not just for me. You're a radio host, and you have a nice following. You don't think people listen to you on the radio? Of course they do. They want to talk about it. That's why they come in. They want to talk to you, man. He's the star. He's being modest, folks, but he's the star.
I always say it's Dr. Molly's show, and she's the star.
I know, but he's really the star. They want to talk, you know, they want to talk about some of the things that are happening in the real world, and I applaud that because that tells me my patients are thinking people. They're not in the throes of dementia.
Yeah, I can attest to that as well.
Yeah.
Because in talking to them, and you have one patient who likes to tell jokes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So we exchange jokes now.
Yes, yes. And that's
so
good. That's good.
It's all good.
Great guy.
We are coming up on our first break of the morning. The show is called Health Watch, and we are here, our live version, every Sunday from 8 till 9. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're going to talk to Frank after the break, and maybe we'll talk to you as well. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. Again, the show is Health Watch, Sundays 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. And I'm your host, John DeMasi. We're coming back. More Health Watch after these words. Here on the radio, operators are standing by at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, this is very simple. I'll spell it out for you. You book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. You will learn a lot. Of course, it's complimentary. You will learn a lot about what she can potentially do for you and how she can potentially help you. And really, you will learn a lot about the clinic and about everything, really, as far as what Innovative Medical Associates can do for you. 856-489-0505, the number. And the website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday live here, 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Let's go to the phones. Hopefully, he won't be singing. Let's talk to Frank in Northeast Philadelphia. Frank, good morning. Welcome.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning, Dr. Molly and John. Dr. Molly, I do have a challenge I want to ask you about, but about John, at your place, the last time I was there, I made it Tuesday to see John. I never saw him before.
Uh-huh.
There were a group of men lights there because they know about John. The place was packed. John has a bigger following at your place than Elvis Presley and Tom Jones back in the heyday, okay?
I believe that. I believe that.
Maybe I'll go on tour, Frank. What do you think?
Do it, John. Coast to coast. Not sure during this program. Cause, I mean, go L.A. to New York. Dr. Molly, my challenge is this. I never asked it before. John may know the sister I'm talking about. I was thrown out of the choir in St. Tim's, okay? I know I can't sing. I cannot sing at all. It's beyond belief. So, therefore, I'm going to do it anyway. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Dr. Molly, she has two PhDs, the smartest lady on the planet. Happy birthday to you, Dr. Molly.
Well, you humble me.
That's
you
pretty good,
me,
Frank.
Thank you. You didn't sing it.
You talked it, so that's good.
I know.
It's like hip-hop now. Frank's hip-hop, man. I said you're hip-hop, Frank. That's what you are. That's cool.
If I sang it, everyone would turn the radio off right away. Trust me.
You're the best.
Well, Dr. Molly, I'm glad John met your birthday. You're a great, fabulous lady, and we all love you. John, take him out to breakfast after the show. Take him out to breakfast, John.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's the best. Thank you so much, buddy.
Hey, brother, John. Oh, your producer today, Sean Thunder-McKirk, he does any show, any time. The guy's a workhorse. He's an awesome guy. You listening, Greg Stocker? Mm. Keep Sean.
All right. You're the best.
Happy birthday, Dr. Molly.
Thanks for the call, Frank.
Thank you.
855-839-1210. Again, our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk today, speaking of birthdays, we're going to talk today about, this is interesting, functional age versus biological age versus old age versus fragility.
Right.
That's a lot.
So, yeah, it is. But I'm going to try to make it understandable to all of our listeners. Remember, these concepts are science concepts. So again, I'm talking a little bit. Everybody in these kind of listeners knows all about these anti-aging clinics, these spas that are out there talking about your skin health and all of that. But I'm talking a little more than that. I want to step back for a minute and talk about the concept of lifespan and health span. That's really what this is all about. You know, more and more people right now are interested in longevity. And longevity is a wonderful thing to be interested about. We want to live as long a life as we can. And back about even only as short as 10 years ago, we really believed that your genes were, the genetics were very important, and they are important, but they're not the only main factor. We now know that the biological age gets affected when things are exposed to the body and affect the mitochondria of the cells. So as a scientist, I'm always looking at cellular health when I talk about longevity. My objective as a scientist, and I think it's Pat's objective as a physician, is to let our people live a good, sharp, strong, vibrant, healthy life well into their 80s or 90s. And how do we do this? Well, we look at you in terms of your biological ways in real ways. Your biological age can be higher than your functional age. So you could be 70, but your biological age could make you 80 or 90. And why? Because you have insulin resistance. You have diabetes. You may have a cognitive decline. You may have dementia. You may have heart disease, kidney failure, bone loss. And the list goes on. Autoimmune disorders and even cancer. Yet, why do you think this is all happening? It's happening because of the environmental factors that really sort of outshine your genes. So, for example, your mother and father could have lived to be 100, but your biological age says you're surpassing 100 already based on what's happening with your mitochondria health. And what's the big devil in the mitochondria health, John, all the time?
Inflammation.
Good. I actually got you to remember that. And that's what's important. So when we look at this, when we look to this toxicity, whether it's in the nutrients, whether it's in the insulin resistance that's going on, the metabolics. We need to look at the mitochondria health in order to improve your longevity. And I'm not saying that hydration therapies, utilizing hydration therapies, whether it be the nutritional supplements, which are the natural things, the vitamins, the amino acids, or today what's happening is people come into my clinic and they're real hip about peptides. Peptides. I'm sure you've heard this. Peptides.
Many times on this show.
Many times. They're hip. They're saying, oh, I want to go on the peptides for anti-aging. All of that is wonderful and should be done, but let me tell you something. You want to look carefully at what peptides you're using. And what you want to look at is you want to be able to, I think, look at the wheat versus the chaff. You need to look at peptides the right way. So that entails using some of the natural products in addition to the peptides that can actually help or be cofactors in the utilization of these peptides for anti-aging or longevity and reduce your biological age. Do they help reduce the biological age? Yes, but they don't work in a vacuum. They're not alone. You got to change up some lifestyle habits.
So if you are, let's say, I'll take myself for example. My mother lived till she was 93.
Mm-hmm.
So does it logically follow that I'm going to live till 93?
Well, I need to know how old your dad was, too.
Guess what? I passed my dad already.
Thank God.
74.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So, obviously, you have good genes, right? But do you think your genes might be affected by some of your comorbidities?
Yes.
Right. And therein lies the rub. There's a way to figure all this out. You draw the bloods, you look at some things, and you can say, okay. And I actually have an instrument that actually reads your autonomic responses. Your autonomic response, the things that we don't have control over, that God is controlling in our bodies, we hope, that we can control by straightening out some of the lifestyle choices we make, all right? What we eat, how often we eat, those kinds of things. Look, John, you think you're going to surpass your mother if you go to McDonald's every day?
No.
That's right. Okay. That's good. So we have to look at the chronological age as one of the factors that affect what's going on. And just the fact that we've lived this long, including me, we've been exposed to all kinds of environmental issues, meaning in our foods from our childhood, in our foods just eating out when we have to go out or whatever. You're not a priest and I'm not a nun. We don't live our life in a vacuum or a bell jar. We're out in the world, and therefore we have exposures. The idea is if you're going to use peptides, you're going to use our particular protocols for longevity, then we want to be able to say to a person, okay, this is what we need to help you in your physical health and help you with the symptoms of whatever these comorbidities are. But there's also some responsibility that you have to take, right? You just can't come in and then go to your favorite Italian bakery and eat five cannolis, right?
No.
But I've had that. Yes. I've had that. They want to know why their sugar was up on Monday morning, on Tuesday morning when I got back the blood results. I said, well, what'd you have the day before? Well, you see, I went over to so-and-so's bakery, which I happen to know is an excellent bakery.
Yes.
Okay.
I know where you went.
Yeah, I know. So downtown in the Italian market. And guess what? He ate five cannolis. I said, mini cannolis or large ones? So this is some of the kind. And he wants to be put on the weight loss drug. And I want to help him get there, which is actually a peptide. So it brings us back to, if you're going to use these peptides, okay, and we know that these peptides work on the mitochondria because they're short chains amino acids, then we want to use them properly. And I'm in a position as the scientist to help you use them properly with Dr. Kasica's approval and help. It's not enough to just go out and say, and this I see with a lot of guys who go to the gym. Oh, listen, my trainer told me take this, this, and this, right? Okay, what are you taking them for? Are you taking it for muscle mass? Or are you taking it for fatigue? Or are you taking it for recovery? What are we doing? How are we using these things? And I think it's important. And I'm all for peptides. Believe me, I'm more for peptides than the FDA likes. So what I'm saying is what we need to do is look at these things individually and make it work for an individual patient.
We are coming up on our halfway point of the show. And as I always say, you know, time flies. I mean, we just get on here and next thing you know, it's 9 o'clock. Well, it's the halfway point right now. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9, the live version here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, our number here in the studio, we've got some open lines, so if you want to get in here and ask a question of Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge that maybe it's been bothering you for a while, and maybe you want some help, 855-839-1210. Again, 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Back here on Health Watch, and again, operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, 856-489-0505. Again, 856-489-0505. When you call, simple, book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you'll learn a lot about the clinic and about Dr. Molly and all kinds of good stuff that's happening there at Innovative Medical Associates. Again, 856-489-0505. The website, innovativemedicalassociates.com, innovativemedicalassociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number right now here in the studio. And if you have a medical challenge or a question for Dr. Molly, that's now's the time to call. Got some open lines, 855-839-1210. Before we get into, I know you want to talk about peptides, but I wanted to ask, how do you achieve maximum functional age versus biological age versus old age versus fragility?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think that's the whole focus of regenerative medicine. And you can achieve this by, of course, looking at the cellular level. It's actually all molecular in nature. What you want to do is you want to improve your cellular response, meaning from organ to organ, and it's very important. And how do you do this? You feed the cells. You feed the cells, right?
And how
you
do
give
you do
them
that?
The fuel. IV therapy.
That's it. Okay.
And here's the deal. You need to use the nutraceuticals, which are the natural products, right? Along with maybe when you come into us and you have a particular condition that is weighing down your cells, right? You have a chronic condition. You have autoimmune disease, right? Fibromyalgia, MS, all of those things. Well, you know you're suffering from some type of inflammation response. So we need to get the inflammation under control. We usually do that with both the vitamins, minerals, amino acids that we deliver in the bag to the patient. That's why regenerative medicine in our facility, although I don't talk about it much, is an ongoing thing. It's not just shooting your knee with the PRP. It's not just doing that. Yes, we can get you relief. Yes, it can help you. You can go out and have a shot from the orthopod of hyaluronic acid, right? They're doing it every day. But what we need to do is we need to build up those cells, the mitochondria in the knee. We need to do this throughout the whole body. It's not just the knee. Yeah, you're getting relief in the knee, but is that really giving you the longevity you want for the knee, for the kneecap, et cetera?
So it's not just the shot. It's other things.
No, we've got to look at everything that feeds the mitochondria. And each one is different. And the problem is we have to turn our cells into energy. And that then powers enzymes, the enzymatic thing. And when I tell you it's complex, it goes back to something called the Krebs cycle, which, by the way, everyone who takes organic chemistry takes this, whether you're physicians, nurses, anybody in the medical field. But it's one of the most difficult things to think about because it's always working on a cellular level from the time you take your first breath to the time you take your last. And guess what? It's a very complex kind of a very complex protocol, meaning the cells are doing this all the time in your body. So what we believe in, meaning everyone in our clinic, is we need to feed these cells, and we have the way to do that. We do use peptides in doing that. We do things like NAD. People, this is the big buzz. Oh, I'm taking my NAD. Okay, what else are you doing to hold down the inflammation? What brought you in? Oh, well, my trainer said NAD is going to do it. No, it's not going to do it. It's not the only thing. It helps strongly repair the DNA aspect, but can it keep the cells healthy? Not alone. Not alone. Then I had a patient who came in to me and said, I'm getting stem cells in wherever. And I said, oh, great. What about how do you get ready for the stem cell infusion? Well, they said you don't need that. Really? I'm thinking, well, how about letting the cells get effectively utilized by the areas in which they want to hone in on, right? You need to look at the body in the wholeness of it, not just individual symptoms, individual tissues, et cetera.
All right, 855-839-1210. Is our number here in the studio. I know you wanted to talk about peptides.
Yeah, so NAD being one of them. NAD helps the cells turn food into fuel, so you feel more energetic. It can lessen inflammation, make the tissues feel younger, not necessarily make them younger. And they use it a lot in cosmetic, and we use it a lot for most of our patients. But I've used a peptide for a very long time called glutathione. And why? Because glutathione has a propensity for high antioxidants. It keeps all the antioxidants that we then utilize in our facility, like our wonderful thing of vitamin C. And why am I so hip about vitamin C, which is not a peptide, folks? Vitamin C is a vitamin. Because I know the high antioxidant ability of vitamin C. And what keeps them in that form? I need glutathione to keep them active. So nothing is done one and done. Nothing is done without thinking about the entire metabolic process.
It's like you're doing a puzzle. You're putting all the pieces together.
Yes.
And if you don't have the whole puzzle, you don't have anything.
Right. I have a guy who says to me, I get glutathione injections. I say, great. Are you taking vitamin C? And what's the formulary for your vitamin C? Well, I don't know. It's from, a company that makes vitamin C. Okay. Well, that's great. But I would like to know the formulary, because expectation and really what's in your formulary could be two different things. You need to know. Is it a pure formula of vitamin C? I extract vitamin C, and I get a lot of stuff from other areas, because we know that natural extracts right now are not as good as they used to be in this country. Because of why? Because of how we farm. So let's think about, these are the things I'm thinking about every day. The other thing people are talking about more and more is about Semorlin. Now, back 20 years ago, we looked at human growth hormone. Okay, we were one of the first clinics around to look at human growth hormone. Then the FDA, in their infinite wisdom, said human growth hormone was out. You couldn't order it anymore, or it had to be very specifically ordered for children who have dwarfism. Okay, actually, Eli Lilly put out the first human growth hormone. That's how far back I know, because we were involved with Lilly at that point, helping them develop things that were outstanding, including the Forteo. That I believe. I mean, Lilly puts out some very interesting product, and they're a wonderful company. But I'm not endorsing one company over another. Everybody relax. I'm just talking a little bit about the history of it. But human growth hormone was out, and people now realize that Semorlin mimics your natural growth hormone. So they're using it more and more. Now, people are saying, Semorlin's going to help us promote more youthful appearance. Yes, that is true. But I think of Semorlin helping us with muscle mass. And I think it's very important to use Semorlin properly. It's one of the ones that can be still ordered in this country and not run afoul.
All right, we're going to pick that up after the break. We're coming up on our final break of the morning. It is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Again, the number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. Got a couple of minutes left of the show. We've got still some time to take a couple of your calls, 855-839-1210. Again, Health Watch, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Dr. Molly and I return after these words. We're back here on Health Watch, and again, operators standing by, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505. That's the number. 856-489-0505. When you call, remember, book that initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will learn a lot, believe me. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And remember, if you missed any of today's show or you want to hear it again or you slept in this morning, no problem. We have our Health Watch replay this afternoon, 4 until 5, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But right now it's the live version, and our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk to the mayor of Germantown, Mayor Joe. Good morning, Joe. Welcome to Health Watch.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly. Good morning to wonderful producer Sean. I just want to say I overstepped a little bit, Dr. Molly and John, but I was determined on calling y'all because I was talking to y'all about. I heard Frank in the last couple of weeks when Frank had called. And I don't know if y'all heard, but they called three or four of the blood pressure medications. They got recalled because of safety concerns. I think it was Bisaltin, Losartan, and another one. I forgot. But here's the thing, though. Some of my friends on a very medication for high blood pressure. So I talked to them yesterday because I heard it on the National Public Radio yesterday. So I told them, I said, look, consult your doctors and don't stop taking. I said, make sure you talk with your doctors first. I said, it is a concern, the fact that they was recalled. I guess because of health or safety issues. So I told my friends to call your physician who prescribed it for you and see what him or her said, you know what I mean?
But
just
that's right.
Just concerned about these medications. That's why I say, Dr. Molly, John, I say this all the time, I'm not irresponsible. I don't tell people not to take their medications. But like I said, at the same time, I'd be the first to say, I'm not a big fan of pharmaceuticals. I never have and never will be. Because like I said, I believe anything that comes from the earth that God created, the man upstairs, whether it's from the water or the land, the fruits, the veg, whatever else man or humankind can be done with the earth. And I realize sometimes the pharmaceutical stuff may be necessary. Like I said, Dr. Molly, if a person have a broken leg, I'm not dumb enough to say, look, just get up, put an herb, and go to the emergency and get that leg taken care of. I'm not using common sense. But
of
at the same time, Dr. Molly John, I'm just not a pharmaceutical person. I've just never
That's
had
all right.
I take aspirin.
Joe, I would love to do your biological versus your functional age, okay? You're right. You're right. And that, I think, is what I was saying. And I'm saying, even with natural substances, I want people to be aware that you don't do anything without really looking at the entire person, and you should get professional help no matter what. And I'm with you. So you're one of my favorite people. Thank you. And God bless you.
And God bless, and I love you and John as well. Y'all keep doing good work. Cause like I said, we care one person at a time. And so we want to do more. We just care one American at a time. That's a beautiful thing. And love you, Dr. Molly. You and John, be blessed.
God bless.
Thank you, Joe.
You too.
Thanks for the kind words, too.
Thank you, Joe.
Let's talk to Mark in Northeast Philadelphia. Mark, good morning.
Hi, Mark.
You're on Health Watch with Dr. Molly.
Yes.
Hi.
I just want to say happy birthday to Molly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, it's a very interesting program. It always is. Tell my friends. And, John, you were there one time when I came in, and I said, you do a good job. You said, oh, thanks.
Hey, you do a good job, too, Mark. Thank you. God bless you. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you.
And stay well. Stay well.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a great
appreciate it.
Thank you. You know, John, I think I'm going to wrap up this, but the thing I want to say is, look, anti-aging, regenerative medicine, all of these things. They're wonderful. But we don't forget that we're really working on cellular levels. And what we want to do is look at the entire picture. What is the environmental or the outside influences on the particular patient's cells? How can we help them? And what kind of natural products and maybe homeopathic situations or repurposed medication? How do we help that patient achieve their longevity goals, whatever that is?
And I know you wanted to talk about some patients.
A couple.
You know, this is interesting. You told me before the show about this wound patient.
Yeah, Rosetta.
This is amazing. You want to tell us about it?
Well, Rosetta had what is called a fistula for quite a while, which is like an open sore somewhere near our body parts, the rectum, which isn't too comfortable for her. But here's the thing. It went undiagnosed. How, I do not know. She went to many surgeons. She saw people who drained what looked like a cyst there, but never really went far enough. Anyway, in the clinic, Dr. Kaska took a look at this. We took a look at it. We realized it seemed to be much deeper because she had a systemic inflammation all over the body, and she had a systemic infection causing the inflammation. So we were able to really put her on a program, get her tuned up. We sent her to a surgeon who's friends of the clinic, meaning we use him as a surgical consult, and he was able to actually open this wound. It was quite large. He packed it, and she stayed another couple of days with us to make sure that there was no other issues and that the infection was under control. And he actually spoke to us, and we did a great job getting her prepared for the surgery. Could you imagine if she went to the surgery when that thing was virulently full of junk and infection, and she had the infection? I'm not sure she would have done as well in the surgery.
How did it get that bad, though?
They missed the underlying. They kept draining it, but it would just refill up, and it would just be loaded up with bacteria. It's a terrible spot. So you need to really make sure that that patient is treated systemically for those infections. And by the way, they never would do an IV of antibiotic, which I never understood.
Jeez. You were telling me before, we were talking about people starting, stopping, and starting again. Carol?
Carol, yeah. She's a wonderful patient, smart lady, follows everything we talk about, and is smarter than me in many instances. But she had felt that, you know, she just wasn't getting the punch from her hydration therapy that she did early on, which is not unusual because the cells are used to this now. They're getting fed, so it might take a little more to do so. But anyway, I told her take a couple of weeks off from the hydration, but feel free to come in and talk to me. I want to speak to her and see what else I need to do outside the clinic, or also change up any of the nutraceuticals she was taking orally. And we did. We made an appointment for 2 weeks from then. She came in and she said, you know what, Dr. Molly? I really miss this. It really does work. I said, yeah. I said, I know.
And I've told you that many times.
I know, but people want to experience it themselves, and I want them to. So she's doing very well, and God bless her.
And one more patient, and this is a serious, cancer of the eye.
Yeah, this young man has cancer in the eye, which is very unique and very rare. It's a particular thing that affects certain area of the eye. And, of course, I did the research. It's very rare. Dr. Kaski said, wow, you know, the ophthalmology people have to be on. I mean, ophthalmologists have to be on this. Ophthalmologists who specialize in cancers of the eye. And indeed it is. He's going to a very good place. But here's the thing. He said since he's done our treatments, when he's done our treatments, he's seeing less floaters. So one of the things I think about is probably wasn't getting enough blood flow to the eye tissue, right?
Yeah.
Think about how small those vessels are, right? You wonder how he got this in the first place. You know?
Boy.
I'm telling you, there's always pause to think in my clinic. Always pause to think.
And with that, we are going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators will be standing by well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning at Innovative Medical Associates. And the number, 856-489-0505. As a matter of fact, they'll be there all day. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show, you just want to hear it again, or you slept in, our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda, and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thank you for listening. Have yourself a great week and a healthy one, and we'll talk to you next Sunday, Health Watch, here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
This is Edward James.